You know, on your album cover that was banned here, first of all, whose idea was it? And second of all, what was it supposed to mean from your standpoint?
What's he say?
Can you say that again?
You know, the album cover that was banned here, you know, the one with the dolls and the meat, whose idea was it?
And the photographers who took it.
And what was it supposed, I mean, was there any meaning behind it?
John, why did you decide to make How I Won the War, minus the other Beatles?
Because he just asked me, you know, and I just said yes, and it was just like that.
Do you consider that now, since you've been in the United States here for almost a week, that this religious issue is answered once and for all? Would you clarify and repeat the answer that you gave in Chicago?
I can't repeat it again because I don't know what I said, you know.
Well, would you clarify the remarks that were attributed to you?
You tell me what you think I meant, and I'll tell you whether I agree or...
Well, some of the remarks attributed to you in some of the newspapers, the press here, said that concerning the remark that you made comparing the relative popularity of the Beatles with Jesus Christ and that the Beatles were more popular. This created quite a controversy and a furor in this country, as you are obviously aware.
Do you know that, John? You created it.
Now, would you clarify the remark?
Well, I've clarified it about 800 times, you know. I could have said TV or something else, you know, and that's as clear as it can be. I just used Beatles because I know about them a bit more than TV. I could have said any number of things. Wouldn't have got as much publicity, though.
My question is directed at all of you. Do you think this controversy has hurt your careers or has helped you professionally? Obviously, you're quite aware of it.
It hasn't helped or hindered it, I don't think. I think most sensible people took it for what it was.